Blog Talk Radio.
Everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. God bless you and good afternoon to our listeners. Welcome to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. And we want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. So tell your family, tell your neighbors, tell your friends to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We also want you to reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr as Global Gospel. Like our page. Send us a friend request. If you go to our Facebook page or our Twitter page or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every one of our episodes. Again, we are delighted to share with you on this Saturday afternoon. We give God all the glory, honor, and praise for allowing us to be on this platform just to share the good news, for the gospel is good news. Shout out to our sponsors, MPT Enterprise, Abyssinia, Third Lounge, Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. And then we shout out you, our listeners, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Carolinas, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, California. Thank God for you and you and you, to the Locke family, to the Norman family, to the Thompson family, to the Townsend family, to the Cox family, to the Allen family, to those of you that are listening in other countries, Canada, Spain, Kenya, Australia, Germany, United Kingdom, Bolivia. Thank God for you, you, and you. And we pray that something is said on today that will uplift you, encourage you, and inspire you. We want you to reach out to Global Gospel. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. If you'd like to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you would like to connect with us online in a few minutes, we will open up our line to our listeners that you can share with us. And certainly if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or if you just want to give us a shout out, you can do so at 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Keep that number handy. Also, shout out to the Stevenson family and Latham family as well. Shout out to all of you, our listeners. If you want me to give you a shout out, you can always remember to leave a comment on our blog talk page, and certainly we will certainly acknowledge you and your location. For those of you that have perhaps tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, you should know that our theme scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 reads, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." And it goes on to say, "And whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." And certainly we have the message of Jesus Christ today, the message that he heals, he delivers, he saves, and he sets free. Life is worth living because he lives. And no matter who you are, or where you are, no matter how rich, how poor, no matter the color of your skin, no matter your nationality, no matter your political status, the gospel is here for you on today. And certainly we are not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And so we believe that the gospel will meet you at your place of need. We believe that the word of God will drive you, or it will draw you. And sometimes it may do, we know that the word of God is a two-edged sword, sharper than any two-edged sword, cuts, dividing even asunder the soul and the spirit. So we thank you for sharing with Global Gospel, and certainly we do have be sharing with us in just a few minutes. And so you still have some time to let your family and your friends know that they can log on to Global Gospel. And so what we are going to do is we are going to take a brief break, and certainly we will be back with you in just a few minutes.
Got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you captured me, I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you captured me.
Certainly we have joy today. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank God for joy. The Bible says if you don't have any joy, to leap for it. So I encourage our listeners on today, if you don't have any joy, to just leap for it. Take a break and try to obtain that which will change your life if you have joy, because so many people walk around and they have no joy. Their head is hung down and they're in sorrow and they're depressed and oppressed. But as the opening song said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And certainly we want God's glory to be in our lives. The Bible says that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. And we thank you again for all those that are listening in. Shout out to Christina, and shout out also once again our sponsors, Third Lounge, Ryan Wilson, who you see all of our postings that you see. He is the genius behind those pieces of art. So we thank God for him as well, and Marlon as well, my PR person. So once again, tell your family, friends, neighbors, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And so we are going to go to another song. So many of you let me know each week that you enjoy the music that we hear. And so we try to keep a balance between traditional and contemporary. And I always play this, and I keep hearing this, Kiara Sheard, It Keeps Happening for Me. And I believe that something good is going to happen to us if we believe it. The song says something good is going to happen to you, for Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. Is he in your life so something good can happen to you? It keeps happening.
Your hands and go with me, and I say, I accept your blessing. I trust you with my future, 'cause your way of life, come on, sing it, is the best thing for me. We're just gonna go here and let's just take it all the way in, and let's worship him. Sing it like you mean it.
I wanna apologize.
our special guest is in studio on today with Global Gospel, and this selection here is going to serve as our introduction to our special guest. So continue to stay tuned, and after this selection, you will hear our special guest.
I can do all things in Christ Jesus. I can do all things in the Lord.
Special guest is here in studio with us. God bless you and good afternoon, special guest.
Hi, God bless you. How are you doing on this lovely day?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm blessed. Thank God. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so looking forward to enjoying the show with you all today.
Thank you for sharing with us and taking time out of your busy schedule. Okay, perhaps you didn't recognize the song. Perhaps you didn't recognize the voice. Tell our listeners who you are.
My name is Janitha Wright. I am in by way Florida, but I am living in New York. So I am also the wife of Pastor John David Wright and the daughter-in-law of my late great Reverend Timothy Wright.
Awesome. Well, we thank you, Lady Janitha Wright, for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon. So in the background, our listeners have been listening to Jesus. And let's just start with Jesus since we're right there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Hello? You there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you. Okay, I can hear you now. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
The song of introduction was Jesus, or is Jesus, and how about you?
Yes.
Tell us about Jesus.
Yes, well, the song entitled Jesus, I actually wrote that little simple melody here at my home, and went on the evening, one of the rehearsals that night, presented it to the musicians, and we came up with this little Caribbean vibe to the song. And once the musicians and myself, we got together, we created such a vibe to the lyrics and to the song, and that's how Jesus pretty much came forth. So the people are loving it, especially those that are, the Caribbean folks, all those that are in that, that category, they are really, really loving that song. So I give the glory for that.
Awesome. They can get a little heel toe into that groove right there.
Yes.
So has music always, now you said you wrote this song, but has music always been a part of your life?
Music has always been a part of my life. I come from a very family of musicians and singers. So I was raised up in it. You know, my father is a singer. My siblings sing. My cousins, aunts, uncles, you name it. I just came up under a full of singers, musicians, and all of that. So it was just a divine thing to happen. It fell upon me. What can I say?
Right. And then so many times that happens, you know, your surroundings, association brings on assimilation. And certainly that's awesome that you have so many musically inclined people around you. Were you reluctant to be in the forefront to record?
Absolutely. I was the one always running towards the back. I was the one pushing the microphone away. I was the one always running, never wanted to leave, never wanted to be out in the forefront, never wanted to actually talk and open. You know, I was that person. So I tell you, you know, through time and things like that, even in marriage, when I got married to my husband had no idea that I knew how to sing. He had no idea. No one knew that I could sing. I would come to church and just be, you know, involved in the church from the pew, of course. And I would sing in the choir, but, you know, I was always in the back, and my father-in-law would always put the mic in my face, and I would push the mic, kindly push it away. But no one knew I knew how to sing, and I wasn't going to let, you know, anyone force me to the forefront until I was, of course, ready, until, you know, God gave me the freedom to do so. And when God released me and he gave me the freedom to do so, I've been out in the front since then. I've been out singing and doing everything else you could possibly imagine since then.
Wow. How were you able to hide that?
I just did. I would sing in my own private corners and quarters, and I would just not let anyone hear it. I knew it was there. No one else knew of it. My family knew of it, but, you know, those when I relocated from Florida here, no one, absolutely no one. I would not sing. I just wouldn't sing out in front of anyone, and I was just, like I said, I would always go to the back. Even singing in the choir, I would always find my way going to the back. I didn't even want to sing. They used to try to bring me up close so that I can sing in the front. So I'm like, no, I want to stand back here, you know. So I just wouldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I was kind of shy and reserved. And at that time, I just didn't, I just don't even know how to explain it. I didn't want to be in the forefront. That was pretty much it until God gave me the freedom to do that. Once he released me and, you know, I went ahead and went forth in him. Yeah, that's pretty much, that's where we are with that.
That's understandable. So, well, it's not a secret anymore. So you are a artist, recording artist, and you have several projects out that all of our listeners can certainly purchase. So your latest project being In the Room, correct?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about that project.
In the Room. The song In the Room, with, you know, by way of the entire project, but In the Room, titling it In the Room, it stands out because on a Sunday morning at our church, my local church, God had basically downloaded some lyrics into me. I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know. I just, you know, there was such a heavy presence of the Lord in our worship service on that morning. And God had just downloaded these lyrics, simple lyrics. And I'm like, okay, God, what am I doing? What are we doing this morning? You know, you lead, God, I follow. Where are we going? I just started to sing it. And eventually I was singing it a cappella at first. And then, you know, again, thank God for skillful, anointed musicians who were able to grasp hold to where God was, what he was doing in me and what I was trying to convey to the, you know, in the audience of, you know, such a pure worship in the room. And God just gave it to us. And when I tell you that the power of God just fell in the room on that morning, and our pastor could not even preach, and it was just an amazing overflow of the goodness of God and his presence that just consumed the room. And that song, I told my husband after the fact, he was like, yes, we have to get that song recorded as soon as possible. And I was already in the, you know, in the process of, you know, getting things situated and getting things organized for my next live recording. And I was, and my husband was like, that's it. You have to, we have to record this song. And that was the number one song on my list at that time to go ahead and record. So that's how, pretty much how In the Room was birthed in an atmosphere in our morning worship service.
And before we're going to let the listeners sample that in a few minutes, but not all of it, because we do want them to hear the
right
entire thing on their, on their terms. on their time, but you talked about the atmosphere, and so worship and praise. How would you define that to our listeners?
How would I define worship and praise? Oh my God, there are so many ways.
I would define.
I'm just this connection with God. That's how I look at it. Having this connection with him, you know, knowing who he is, realizing who he is, and who he represents and who he is to me, who he is to you, you know, and we know he's universal. He's everything. He's omnipotent. He's everything. When I think of worship and praise, that's just giving praise, glory, honor, everything to him, because he deserves the glory. He deserves everything that, you know, he's worthy to be acknowledged. He's just a worthy God. So just having that connection with him in worship and in praise, because they do go hand in hand. So, you know, just having that deep connection with him, being in his presence, you know, it just brings about such a peace. It brings forth even healing. God has healed me even in the midst of worship and praise. He's healed my body. So I can go on and on and on about that, but it's just that connection with God that I just simply adore.
Awesome. So we are going to let our listeners, they heard Jesus. And so for a few minutes, we're going to take you, our listeners, in the room. And certainly we're going to come back, and then we're going to tell you how you can obtain In the Room for yourself. Stay tuned. Our guest today, Lady Janitha Wright, and In the Room. Stay tuned.
God be with us in the room. Sing, God be with us in the room. Sing, God be. I need you to lift your voices and say, God be with us.
God be with us.
And so our listeners in the world, we're in a place today that what we're experiencing has never happened before in our lifetime, and on so many levels, politically, socially, economically, health-wise. And what is your message as people, listeners, go into the room or into God's presence? What would you have our audience to know about?
You're breaking up. I'm trying to hear what your question is. Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Sorry. As we're listening in the room. Okay, we have a little technical.
Yeah.
Technical problem. Okay, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, as we're listening and we're in the room and in God's presence and worship and praise, giving God praise, and there's so much going on in the world today, and what would you say to encourage our audience?
I would say continue to invite God's presence in your rooms, wherever you are. When you're listening, when you're hearing a song such as this, it's saying just that, welcoming his presence, inviting his presence in the midst of your situations, in the midst of your circumstances, in the midst of anything you could be battling with today, especially in the midst of what our world has been going through and what we're in this pandemic. And I'm telling you, just continue to, I encourage all those that are listening on today to continue to just invite him in your spaces, invite him wherever you are, welcome him, acknowledge him. And I'm telling you, God will do, he's able to do anything. Our God is able to do anything you ask of him. He said, if we ask anything in his name, he will do it for us. So while you're in his presence, start asking him and just, you know, telling him what you're in need of and just, you know, just bask in him. He's your father. So, you know, whatever it is, you know, lift up those requests to God. So wherever you're finding yourself today, whatever you're in, whatever you are maybe facing, I say, listen, invite him in your room. Invite him in your space.
Awesome. And so we need to know, how can we purchase In the Room, Jesus, and your other projects as well?
Yes, all of my projects can be found anywhere that music is digitally sold, any platform that one may use. You can find it all over, iTunes, Spotify, CD Baby, all of these different platforms. Wherever you download your music, you can find my music. All you have to do is type in Janitha Wright, and all of those projects should come up.
Awesome. And I do want to do this because time does go by so quickly. Sometimes we don't get to give some shout-outs, but who would you like? I'm sure there's several musicians and background singers that have worked with you on this project as well as others. Who would you like to shout out on today?
Yes, all those that worked tirelessly with me on this project, Brother Glenn Gibson, Pastor Justin Cunningham, Elder Angelo Aiken, who else was on here? Daquan Williams and Travis Davis and Stephen Ballard, all those amazing musicians, as well as my background singers, which is Natasha Sagers, Doug Jones, Alexis Jones, Amanda Luke, and Sharia Williams, also Donnell Williams, all of these people that worked tirelessly with me on the project. And I cannot leave my husband out, who, you know, was over this entire endeavor. So I thank God for him as well, for everyone that played a part in making this project what it is today. To God be the glory.
Awesome. And we thank you for shouting out all those people that have worked with you, and want our listeners to know that you can call us and give us a shout out. We have about 20 minutes, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. 0800. Our special guest today, Lady Shanitha Wright, and certainly she has taken audience into the room, into God's presence, and certainly she is gifted, talented, and anointed. And not only is there in the room out there, but there's a few other projects. Would you like to just tell us what other projects we can look for that and that you have done in the over the years?
Yes, my first project was entitled Just As I Am, and my second project was entitled In His Presence. So those two are those projects are amazing as well. So I don't want to spill the beans too much on them. You have to go and download them and check them out for yourself. If you get my latest in the room, then you already kind of have a feel of what you'll be getting on those. Lots of praise and worship, and worship is what I do, worship music.
Awesome. And so you sing, you write, and I believe you're an author as well, correct?
Yes, I am. I am an author. I've written my book entitled Refined Purpose, The Keys to Living a Total Life of Victory. So, I wrote that book, and it just, just tell you how you can live a victorious life after trials, after tribulation, after some things that you may have gone through in your life. It just tells you how to, pretty much get you back on track to live in a victorious life.
Awesome. And so many people need to know that they can live a victorious life, because I think especially now so many people are depressed, down and out, and people get stuck in a rut and they can't get out and they don't see their way out. And it even happens to those among us that are Christians or believers or in the church. They get stuck in a rut and nobody knows. Because everyone's putting on a facade. Would you agree?
I totally would agree. We are, and when I say especially the church, we know how to hide some stuff. You hear me? We know how to put on the face. We know how to go out and just make it seem as if everything is okay. But in the inside, we're bleeding and we're drowning, because we have been trained and we have been taught by those above us, to how to listen. Don't let them see you sweat. Don't let nobody. I know you're going through, but you gotta, before you walk in here, you gotta get it together. We've been trained to do this stuff, and it's not always been a healthy way of doing things, because in the end, you suffer. We suffer, and we got so many people battling depression and eventually turning into sickness and all kinds of other things because, we put on this facade for people. And a lot of our people, not only that, depression, they're committing suicide. It's becoming more relevant in our churches today. So we need to know. We need to be, we need to know that it is okay, to seek out for help. And to, get professional help if need be. We need to know that these things are okay. These things are okay to do.
Well said. So once again, those of you who have perhaps just tuned in, we want you to know that all our shows are archived. You're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Our special guest today is Lady Shanitha Wright, and certainly she is an artist, a singer, an author. And she does some other things, and I'm going to take a brief break, and we'll be back, and she's going to tell you what else she does. And this is just a sample. This is Just As I Am. So we want you to go out and get Just As I Am, too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidding.
Lady Wright, and since we're there, how about you tell us the hymns of the church? Sometimes we Get Lost, contemporary music, gospel, hip-hop, Christian rap, you name it. Hymns of the Church.
Yeah.
Tell us, what does that mean to you?
Listen, hymns of the Church and what it means to me, it sets the tone. That's why it's so imperative that we not get lost in the new generation, the new sound of today. We have to make sure that we always set our tone, the tone of the atmosphere, with a hymn or, you know, throughout your service. I think it's very important that we not stray away from that, but that we make sure that we keep those, you know, the hymns of the church, keep them just as relevant. You know, it's okay. We get the new, we got the, you know, the new generation and the millennials, you know, in the churches today and stuff like that, that may not, you know, or cannot relate to that. They don't know anything about it, but get them involved, get them to know how you know, imperative it is to sing hymns, and especially those that are gearing towards singing or any type of musicians, becoming a musician. I think it's important that they know and learn hymns, because I know when I was coming up as a child, you know, those I've seen things break out in atmospheres just from people singing hymns in church. They're so powerful. And we just don't want to make sure that we just, you know, put the book up and just, you know, just put it underneath in a cubby or anything. No, hymns are very much so relevant today, and we need to make sure that we're still singing hymns in our churches, because they do set tone in our in the atmosphere and in our services.
Awesome. And we do want to give somebody opportunity. We will sponsor a book. Signed book, 619-924-0800. You can call us. We got 10 minutes, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we need to hear from you, and we will make sure that you get a copy. I know, I'm sure some young person out there is listening. So as we bring this hour to a close, we have introduced you to Lady Janitha Wright, recording artist, wife, mother, first lady. We can add more to the list. I think you're an entrepreneur as well. You have a lot of time on your hands, I see.
Oh,
or you make the most of your time.
I do. I really, really, really do. And with ministry a lot, like I said, writing and doing music, and also, you know, working tirelessly. Of course, in ministry has, you know, has had its toll, has had its wing up on me. But nevertheless, I've always been, you know, one who loves to bake. And in the midst of this pandemic, I was able to go ahead and start my business. My baking business, which is doing super amazing right now. It's called G Lights Sweet Shop. So, you know, right now I got some things into play, and prayerfully in the upcoming months, I have a good surprise of what God is doing and what He you know, is working with me on. So, I'm looking forward to bringing that to my local community, so that those stomachs can be blessed in Jesus' name.
All right, we need we do need dessert in our life. I think I have a caller. God bless you, caller.
Yes, this is a caller. Is Miss Janitha Wright? Is she nominated for a Stella Award this year?
She is nominated for a Stella Award. Hi, husband.
How'd you know it was me?
I know everything about you.
I'm gonna stay out of this conversation, but y'all can just continue without me. Go ahead.
What category is she nominated in?
I am nominated in Category 15 for Traditional Female Artist of the Year.
All right.
Really?
Yes, really.
Well, your husband must be proud of you.
He is super proud of you. God bless.
And enjoy this awesome interview. Bless you, Mr. Townsend.
God bless you, Pastor. How are you?
I'm good, man.
So our caller didn't give his name, but he was identified as husband, but this is Pastor John David Wright. And the name of the church that you pastor in the great state of Brooklyn is?
My church is New Grace Tabernacle Christian Center, Church of God in Christ, right there in the heart of Brooklyn, New York.
All right. So if y'all not busy, if you're not busy tomorrow, give us your time of service.
Yes, we start at 11:45 a.m., in which we start with praise and worship with Janita Wright. We have a national recording artist as our praise and worship leader.
Amen.
And we are available. You can catch us on YouTube or on Facebook Live at New Grace Tabernacle Christian Center. And we are actually physically in the building as well.
Awesome. So those of you that are in Brooklyn, if you want to hear this national recording artist, and certainly Pastor Wright has a new project out as well, right?
Yeah, he does. He just released his latest project, instrumental project entitled Let the Organ Play. For those of you out there that are musicians and organists and whatever you are in music, you would want to download this project today. You can also find his project along with so many others that he has, put out. You can find him as well on all of your digital outlet platforms, wherever you download music.
Okay. All right. Thank you again, Lady Wright, for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon, taking time out of your busy schedule. And we know that you have more songs to write, more books to write, more desserts to prepare. And certainly we want you to reach out to Lady Wright. Give us your our listeners your contact information or your website or
Yes, you can, my ministry website is www.janitha.com. You can find me on Facebook at Janitha Wright, Instagram at I am Janitha Wright, also on Twitter at Janitha Wright. And if you're looking to reach out to me for ministry endeavor, you can contact me through email, which is discover, D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R, Janitha Wright, GenethaWright, at gmail.com.
Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you to all our listeners. All our shows are archived. Once again, you can log on immediately after this particular episode at the 2 p.m. hour to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Again, thank you, Lady Wright, for sharing with us. We're going to let you give your closing remarks, conclusion, however you want to do it in your own words. And if you desire to close us out in prayer, you can. Or if not, I'll come back and do that. But we thank you. Thank you.
I
want to
say thank
you
again. Thank you so much for having me on the show on today. I had an amazing time. Thank you for this amazing interview. And I pray that your radio station continues to be blessed, and that those that are, every listener be blessed by what you have to convey to your audience and the music that is being played, that it will penetrate the airwaves and cause healing and deliverance to, be released out in the atmosphere. So I just want to again just say thank you. And I'll close out in a prayer if you would like me to do so. If not, then you can carry that.
Go ahead. All yours.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you now, Father, that we may be restored in you, that we may be renewed in you, Father. We take refuge in you, Father. We honor you on this platform on today, Father. We honor you, Lord God, through every aspect of our lives, oh God. we depend and we lean totally on you for everything that we have. So, Father, we submit and we yield ourselves to you, Father God. We lift up our gifts to you, Father God. We use our gifts so that, Lord God, the kingdom will be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you on today. We thank you for every opportunity. We thank you for every open door, Father God, that you are causing us to walk through. Father, we just ask, oh God, that you would continue to keep your hands upon us, continue to keep a hedge of protection around us, even in the midst of all that we're facing, God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would even continue to comfort the heavy hearts on today, oh God. Many that have not yet received any type of, Lord God, of closure, Father God, in losing their loved ones in such a time that we're living in. Father, I ask now, Lord God, that you would begin to release healing and peace and comfort over every heart on today, over every mind on today, Father God. Father God, we thank you on today. We proclaim your great and mighty healing, Father God, because we know that you are a great and mighty comforter. So God, we just thank you, Father God. We acknowledge you in everything that we do, and we just ask, oh God, that you would never ever, Lord God, take your hands from off of our lives, oh God. And Father God, if you continue to be with us, oh God, and do these things, we'll forever, ever, ever give your name praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. In the room.
God bless you.